This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says four endangered children from El Paso, Texas, in that area, could be in southern Colorado. The CBI issued the alert for 42-year-old Jennifer Carmody and her four children yesterday. The group has been last seen in El Paso, Texas on Friday evening. The children range from 4 to 16 years of age, and investigators believe they could be traveling in a white 2008 Ford Expedition with Texas license plates. Anyone with information asked to call 911. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says a man is in custody in connection with a deadly weekend shooting. Investigators say a woman was shot at the 7-Eleven near B Street and South Academy Boulevard around 3 o'clock Sunday morning. She died after being taken to the hospital. 23-year-old Kevin Rude was arrested yesterday afternoon on charges including first-degree murder and menacing. A Colorado Springs man facing multiple charges after several homes were hit by gunfire early Sunday. Police say Michael Leno rolled through the neighborhood near East San Miguel Street and North Nevada Avenue, firing at random homes. At least four homes were hit, though no injuries reported. The 60-year-old is facing charges of illegal discharge of a firearm and prohibited use of a weapon. Many of us are back to work following the Memorial Day weekend and a day to honor fallen military heroes throughout the nation. Our area tradition honoring the children of those service members who are no longer with us continued yesterday at Red Leg Brewing Company as they held their annual Angel Run. That Red Leg Brewing Company held their annual Angel Run. It's held to remember the military members who made the ultimate sacrifice to help out the family members that were left behind. It's all made possible by military veteran Joe Lewis, founder of the nonprofit Angels of America's Fallen.
It was based on me losing friends in every branch of the military, and it was always a really great guy with very young kids, and two of my friends in the Marine Corps had babies on the way they never even got to meet, and it really impressed upon me that they're growing up without the guidance and the support of one of the biggest mentors that they'll ever have in their life.
Each year, the veteran-owned Red Leg Brewing donates all of the money pledged during the Angel Run to the organization.
Low-end shower and thunderstorm chances for your Tuesday afternoon, along with warm temperatures. And then everybody's seeing a better chance for showers and thunderstorms starting Wednesday into Thursday and Friday. Temperature-wise today, about 81 degrees Colorado Springs, 86 in Pueblo. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight with morning starts in the upper 40s and low 50s. Then numerous showers and thunderstorms across the region tomorrow afternoon, 78 degrees Colorado Springs, 80 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.